Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. Welcome to Wondrous Roots, your health from the ground up. For those of you listening, here we go. A little nervous here. Let's see if we can get this program done with fewer little bumps than we had last week. Thanks, all of you, for hanging in. And those who listened afterwards when it wasn't live, but hopefully today we're going to have a smooth ride. I'm really excited about today's program, Food, Glorious Food, Part 2. I've been on a food kick lately. Been really kind of delving into foods and their health properties, and they're delicious foods, and these are foods that we eat at our house on a regular basis. And I talked about several of them last week. I'm going to be talking today about beets, maple syrup, vanilla extract, avocado, chickpeas, and then winding up with canned tuna. So I hope you're interested in food. A lot of recipes and ideas on my website, so on my newsletter. And if you're listening, you have the newsletter because those are the people who know how to tune in. You are the chosen ones. How's that? So anyway, I am Rebecca Becky Montrone. I have a business here in Keene called Wondrous Roots. I am an holistic health practitioner, certified through the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. I have a degree in holistic nutrition, and I'm also an herbalist. So here at Wondrous Roots, we make a lot of products, very, very many. We have a lot of herbal, single herbal extracts that are formulated into different formulas for all kinds of health concerns. We have a fantastic skincare line, and I know a lot of you enjoy those products. And it's been really fun building that line of products over the years. And so anyway. Check us out, wondrousroots.com, wondrousroots.org, shop, wondrousroots.com. Now here in the office, we are open 9:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. Those are our shop hours, our doors wide open between 9:30 and 5. I see clients in private consultation, personal consultation, one-on-one, as we by appointment, and sometimes that might fall outside of those hours, depending on the need in your schedule. But if you want to pop up, see what we're all about, see what we have to offer. Again, we're on the third floor of the Miller Forge building on Roxbury Street in Keene, New Hampshire, just off Central Square. It's a lovely old mill building and really beautiful. We are up on the third floor. We have stairwell and elevator access. There is handicap access to the building itself and free parking. You can't beat that in downtown Keene. So a lot of different businesses here in this building. And yeah, so come see us. Give us a call. Give me a call, 603-439-2603. You can also reach out to me from wondrousroots.org. Go to contact us. You can also reach out, you know, just email me, Rebecca at wondrousroots.org or whatever. It all comes to my email. So I think I said the things that I need to say. So for those of you who have been following me, well, knowing this thing, and if you have my newsletter, you know, so I don't have to say it. But I did not renew my contract with WKBK Radio, where I've been doing a program on Saturdays at this time for the last 8 years. And we're moving to this format, which I really like. It's Blog Talk Radio. I was a little disappointed this morning because I set this program up so I could put the link in the newsletter and then send the newsletter out, and I didn't see the direct connect, if you want to call from your device, button. So when I got here and had already done that, I did another like really brief trial run of a different program and it showed up. So these are some of the little, you know, the little foxes that I got to take care of and figure out. But we'll get by. If you want to call, and please do, if you want to join the conversation, I welcome that as usual. I have a topic, but if you want to talk about anything else, you are more than welcome. The area code here, the area code for that call-in is 563, and then 999-3478. You can see that on the screen that you are on if you when you clicked on the link to join. All right. The other thing is when you call in, you want to, just like the radio, you want to turn your volume off what you're listening to me say because there's a time delay. And that always happens in radio. So anyway, today, yeah, so I want to talk about beets. I love beets, and beets are one of those foods, again, you either love beets or you don't like them, kind of like mushrooms. It's like, do you like beets? They have a particular texture, particular flavor. I can't imagine anybody not liking them, but we really do. My husband and I both do. Everybody, our daughter does. Our family does. And so I'm going to talk about the health reasons. I love the fact that food is our major source, right, of nutrients. Supposed to be our primary source of nutrients. So what we eat on a daily basis matters. We don't want to eat an unhealthy diet and then just say, you know, I'm going to take my supplements. So it doesn't matter if I have a donut for breakfast. I'll take my supplements. So we don't want to use supplements to make up for a poor diet. The diet is the foundation. Supplements are supplements. And I think I've said this before, but I had an older woman, a client years ago when I was practicing in Connecticut, and she said, people say, you know, it doesn't matter. Somebody said to her, it doesn't matter. I don't have to worry about, you know, eating organic food, eating healthy food. You know, it's very expensive. I take my supplements. And this woman said, well, that's like eating a pile of, you know what, and putting a cherry on top. So we want to use supplements. We have to use supplements today, really, therapeutically speaking, for many health conditions that can very much benefit from their use. But again, food is the wondrous root when it comes to nutrition. So here a quote from the CEO of Food Revolution Network. Beets are a vibrant, nutritious, and underappreciated member of the produce family. You might not expect the bright coloring, strong flavoring, and benefits of beets waiting underneath their unassuming outer skin. And despite the great divide when it comes to taste preferences, beets offer many benefits from your heart to your brain to your overall disease-fighting immunity. So here we're going to go there. And again, on my newsletter, you can click on those links and very easily get information that might be valuable to you later on when you want to delve in more. It says, what are the benefits of beets and what are the best ways to prepare them? And, you know, we did this past weekend, last weekend, Sunday, I prepped beets, just boiled them, small beets. I got them, you know, all uniform size, so pretty close to the same size, and boiled them for about 45 minutes and then cooled them and, you know, chopped, you know, cut them up and put olive oil and apple cider vinegar, some salt and pepper. And we kept those in the fridge for part of we make things ahead of time and put them in the fridge to grab for lunch throughout the week. So that was one of those things. And I have another whole bunch to do for next week tomorrow. So they're really great. Anyway, known scientifically as Beta vulgaris, we've got to get the Latin in there. Beets are a root vegetable that slightly resembles turnips or rutabagas. They typically have a rough outer skin that covers the root, which is attached to their long green stems and leaves. Oh, and I meant to include in this the beet green nutrient things, and I forgot it. So maybe I'll talk about that another time. Anyway, beet greens were used for food while the root had medicinal uses in the earlier times. Hippocrates recommended using the greens to heal wounds. That's pretty interesting. Yeah, you had to use what you had. And you know what? What they had in ancient times was often much better than what we have in modern times, right? I think many of you would agree with that. Using beets for sugar. Now sugar beets, okay, we don't use the sugar beets. The beets that we get are not sugar beets. The sugar beets that they use to make like sweeteners are sugar beets, and they're one of the, next to soy, along with soy, they are one of the most heavily GMO food products, but we don't have to worry about that. The beets that we're getting are not sugar beets. Yeah, it says GMO sugar beets are a whole different beast. Sugar beets are a specific variety that contain a high concentration of sucrose and are used specifically for refined sugar production. In fact, more than half of all sugar used in the United States comes from sugar beets. So that should be sobering, right? We think about sugar. We think about the downsides of sugar. But this is, again, a plug for, is it just sugar, 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 sugar? No. So be careful of even your refined sugar sources. Go with things that have differentiation markers on their labels, that they are not, you know, that they stand out from that. And because that's not good. That means all of those GMO, right? So what does GMO mean? So GMO means that crops have been genetically modified in order to help them withstand very high doses of Roundup pesticide. And so we are not genetically modified, at least not in that way. And we cannot tolerate high doses of Roundup of glyphosate. So we need to be very careful about our food supply and just know that, okay, wait one second. Okay, so Joe, you're on and I'm going to answer. I'm sorry I didn't. Let's see. Hi, Joe, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And I wanted to let you know that the audio is coming through. But
okay.
I think what people may be doing, when it said hit the arrow, they're hitting the arrow on your video instead of the arrow up on the top left.
Oh. Okay. Well, if they haven't gotten in, they won't even hear this. But that's great. You sound really clear to me. Do I sound clear to you?
Oh yes, very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay. So
on the computer. Now I'm not so sure how.
Because I just put it on and I could hear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's good. But I think when I first got on, it showed the video of you, the pictures of you.
Right.
I hit that arrow and it didn't do anything. But then I realized it was an arrow that's up under Blog Talk Radio, and that's the arrow you hit in order for the audio to start.
Well, you know what?
Nope.
But I have to tell you this, because people can go back and see this anytime after it's been posted. And I went on, and that's how I got it to start, was hitting the arrow in that slideshow. So I don't know. That's another thing I'm going to have to kind of sleuth out and make sure I get that refined. And there should also be a way for you to call direct on your computer. And that direct connect button did not show up. But anyway, all is not lost. We will work out the kinks. But I'm really glad to hear you. What happened was I didn't see that you had called in. I had that part of my screen covered, and I'm not used to running the switchboard. You know, I'm used to having Sean there for that, or one of the other.
Oh, yeah.
One of the other people taking. Oh, you have a call. You know, I'm not used to doing this. I can't, walk and chew gum at the same time. But anyway, I'm glad you're on. I'm glad to hear that things are coming through okay for you, and that helps me. I'm glad you called. Did you want to say anything else?
No, I just want to let you know that the audio was coming through, that it is working. At first, you said people weren't hearing you, but you were coming through right away.
Okay.
So,
all right, good.
So
all right,
keep listening
great.
On the computer.
You know what I'm doing, Joe? Joe, are you there?
What's that?
Are you there? So I'm actually putting, for the people who listened in this area who don't subscribe to my newsletter, my next ad in the shopper is going to be an announcement about, you know, what I'm doing now. And I think that will help with, you know, people who were just listening to the radio. They didn't, you know, weren't joining me on computer. So hopefully we're going to be able to get more of our local listeners who listen to the radio only. To be able to join in. So I'm excited about this new venture.
Okay, very good. And I'll also tell a lot of my friends that already deal with you that may not realize this is on.
Oh, awesome. Great. I appreciate that very much.
Okay, well, we appreciate you, Becky. And it's nice to see you on the screen. People can realize how young you really look.
Well, thank you. Maybe that's a really old picture, but thank you. Yeah.
If it is an old picture, you still look like that.
Okay.
So.
Good. Well, thank you. I like that. I like. Thank you very much. And that's a lovely compliment, and I appreciate it. Appreciate you. I appreciate.
Well, you're keeping me healthy.
Good. Good. Wonderful. Nice. Okay. So great. So, so we're talking about sugar beets, and, you know, that is not – but you're not buying sugar beets in the store. Just beware of sugar, right? That's the important thing. So, in any case, let's go on here. Beet roots are especially high in folate. Those of you who know me, who have worked with me, you know folate is a major topic for me. It's an amazing kind of phenomenon that folate, which is a B vitamin, one of the B complex vitamins, known as vitamin B9, is so integral to all of health. Folate metabolism, and we only need it in micrograms a day. And yet, if we're not getting it, we are not, we are missing. And many health problems can result from that. So here we have, folate is essential for DNA synthesis and preventing neural tube defects in babies. It's also been shown to reduce risks for heart disease, cancer, and depression. Yes, it does. And you know me as a glutathione girl. I always have to mention glutathione. Glutathione is raised when we have adequate folate and B12 and B6. And it's super important. It's a cascading progression that leads to vibrant health. But folate is super, super important, and not folic acid. So if you're out and about and you're picking up vitamins, maybe you're picking up a B complex vitamin, wonderful. You've heard it's great for stress or whatever, or you're picking up a multivitamin. I want to get a good, well-rounded. Look for the form of folate. You don't want folic acid. You want one of the forms of, if it doesn't say folic acid, it's a form of a active folate that will be fine. So you just have to say, I don't want folic acid. Manganese is needed for enzymatic processes in your body, as well as for metabolism, wound healing, and healthy bones. Copper keeps your immune system healthy, helps create red blood cells, and supports energy production. And they're also full of the vitamins A, C, K, and B2, which is riboflavin, which we talked about last week, which was present in several of the foods I talked about. And riboflavin is very critical for mitochondrial energy production, the powerhouses of our cells, the mitochondria. So red beets get their rich pigment from phytonutrients called betalains. The two most well-known betalains are blah, 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 and blah, 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 and have antioxidant, cancer-fighting, anti-inflammatory properties. As you can see, beets are very high in nutrition. So again, beets are something you kind of want to keep. If you want to get certain kind of what I would call superfoods, present in your diet, you want to eat them regularly. You don't want to have beets once a month. You want to have maybe a serving, you know, every other day. I like a serving every day, but a serving every other day. We also have fermented beetroot capsules on our shelves here at Wondrous Roots, but I don't take that if I'm eating beets, right? Because that day, because I don't need it. So that's really cool. They're good for your heart. Beets, along with spinach, carrots, and cabbage, are a great source of nitrates. Yes, and so the highest one, I think, is actually arugula. So nitrates are compounds that convert to nitric oxide in the body, and nitric oxide opens up your blood vessels, which helps lower blood pressure and heart rate. That's really wonderful, and that's the big craze with beetroot powders today. And like I said, I have a fermented beetroot capsule on the shelf. This is one of the big reasons people are using beets in supplement form, is for this influence on blood pressure. So it says, think nitrates aren't good for you. Don't confuse the nitrates in beets with the nitrates added to processed food like deli meat, which can form cancer-causing nitromicides, nitrosamines. Plants that naturally contain nitrates, like beets, also contain vitamin C and other compounds that prevent them from becoming nitrosamines. So see, the way God, our creator, put together our food supply, it has all of the checks and balances. And we've talked about that before. I've talked about that when it comes to herbal medicine as opposed to pharmaceuticals in many cases, where one aspect the pharmaceutical companies might say, this is a part of something we want to do and make a drug out of this plant, but they remove it from the whole entity of the plant and thereby remove all the checks and balances. So for side effects, for maybe toxicity. And that's really why food is really wonderful, because of these cofactors. So it says, in a 2014 study published in Hypertension, researchers found that drinking one cup of beetroot juice daily for 4 weeks was able to reduce blood pressure. Now, beetroot juice is one of those, beets are a popular one that you can use to juice, for those of you who do juicing. And it's very popular. I remember I used to do one that was beets, apples, and ginger. That's a real health pop right there, and very concentrated. So yeah, for you juicers out there, or maybe if you haven't juiced in the past and you want to think about that, there's a lot of resources for juicing really wonderful, healthy foods. So that's always a great option too, or a variant way of getting these things. Benefits of beets. Number two, they can make you a better athlete, okay? Because that's, right, again, the nitrates and the nitric oxide, improving blood flow, which helps move oxygen throughout your body. Endurance athletes often drink beetroot juice to improve performance, which has got to be one of the healthiest and most delicious forms of doping ever invented, this author said. Better oxygen flow means that the athlete's heart and lungs don't have to work so hard during exercise, allowing them to perform vigorous activity for longer. Beets can also increase time to exhaustion in athletes. In other words, drinking beet juice before exercise seems to prevent fatigue. That's really a great idea, right? Because the beet juice isn't going to weigh you down like eating beets. You're just getting that juice, and it's getting absorbed into your system for fast. Beet juice also prevents muscles from exhausting. It's not clear whether this is because muscle damage lessens or because repair is enhanced, but either way, the results are positive. It says, if you're going to do that, beetroot juice should be consumed within 90 minutes of starting athletics for the best outcomes. They can reduce, number three, they can reduce inflammation in your body, which researchers theorize is partially due to its ability to interfere with the inflammatory signaling process. Some researchers believe beetroot extract supplements could rival the benefits of certain synthetic drugs. as we know, we talk about inflammation all the time and antioxidants and countering inflammation. But many health problems, including heart disease, cancer, obesity, knee pain. One study of individuals with knee pain found that a twice daily dose of concentrated betalain from beet reduced pain and improved joint function in people suffering from osteoarthritis in their knee joints. And I have to admit, I always learn when I prepare these shows. I've never thought of, when people ask me about their knees and stuff, I've never, until reading this, thought about that. So that's something to remember. So I'm writing it down with this pen that doesn't work. I hate pens that don't work. Don't you? Pens matter. Okay, there we go. For knees, nice. Okay, benefits of beets number four. They can improve your digestive health. Hey, that's a big deal, that especially today. So many people have digestive health issues. Gut issues are a huge challenge today when it comes to health. And if the gut isn't healthy, right, it's hard to have anything else healthy, really healthy. The fiber in beets resists digestion in the stomach and small intestine and travels more or less intact into the colon, where your health-promoting gut bacteria ferment it and use it for food. That's why Mercola's supplement is fermented beets. But it's a resistant starch. I was talking last week about that, raw potatoes, green bananas. So beets do this as well. And so they go in there and they help you make your own probiotics. We would call that a prebiotic. The fiber also provides roughage that moves food through your intestines. Eating enough fiber protects against constipation, hemorrhoids, colon cancer, acid reflux, ulcers, diverticulitis, and obesity. Benefits of beets number five, they're good for your brain. Most cognitive diseases appear to be triggered by an interruption in nitric oxide pathways. It makes sense then that nitrates in beets can help improve brain function by increasing oxygen flow. Yeah, beets for the brain. A 2017 study published in the Journal of Gerontology demonstrated the ability of beet juice to improve blood flow to the brain during exercise. None of the participants regularly exercised, and all were on blood pressure medication. They were asked to exercise for 50 minutes, three times per week, for 6 weeks on a treadmill, half drank high nitrate beet juice concentrate before exercise, and half drank an identically flavored and colored placebo drink with almost zero nitrates. Those who consumed the beet juice drink showed improved function in the areas of the brain related to motor control, emotion, and cognition compared to those in the placebo group. This is like wild. When you think you're eating a bowl of something that you really love, it's very delicious. And there's my phone. I told myself if somebody calls my office, I didn't move my phone out so you can hear it. I'm not going to answer it, but it's going to ring four times. Three. And here we go, four. Anyway, isn't that amazing? You're eating a food that you find delicious and you just think this tastes great. And then you find out like this, that all this stuff that it's doing for you. So they have cancer-fighting properties. They have antioxidants, which protect cells from free radical. Some researchers even see the potential for beet extracts for use in chemotherapy. And again, extracts, right? Taken out of the whole food. Hey, you know, I'm not saying they shouldn't try it, but yeah. Now they boost your immunity. High in zinc, copper, vitamins A and C, all known to boost immunity. Vitamin A increases antibody production and stimulates your white blood cells. Anyway, iron, they contain iron, can boost your libido. There you go. Use of beets as an aphrodisiac dates back to the time of the Romans, who attributed the beauty and allure of Aphrodite, the goddess of love, to her insatiable appetite for beets. A European folk belief holds that if a man and a woman eat of the same beetroot, they are destined to fall in love. Oh, wow. Anyway, benefits of beets, they're good for your eyes. Beets contain both lutein and zeaxanthin. So, right, those are the ones we look for on the supplement labels when we're going for supplements for our eyes. They contain both. And they're well studied for their positive impact on vision, Consuming these carotenoids can prevent, slow down the progression of age-related macular degeneration, which is the leading cause of adult vision in America, vision loss in America. And they're really good for your liver. Beets have an abundance of nutrients that keep your liver healthy, such as iron, antioxidants, betaine, and vitamin B. Protects the liver from oxidative damage and inflammation. And the betaines in beets help the liver eliminate toxins. And betalains encourage the detoxification process. Also, pectin, a water-soluble fiber in these roots, helps flush out toxins from the liver. So, yeah, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You know, it's so wonderful that God, when he created all of these foods, did it in things that we could enjoy, right? It's not just like in pellets, we have to eat like a rabbit. Well, rabbits eat food that they enjoy too, but it's not just like something like here, you know, have this disgusting whatever, but it's loaded with nutrients. No, it's so great. Okay, so I got to get off beats for right now because we've got some others to look at, and we're already 1.5 hour into this program. I've got some really cool recipes there for you to try, roasted beet and walnut dip. There's a pasta primavera with beets, radishes, and radicchio. That would be super helpful. Healthy. And then there's an anti-inflammatory beet and berry smoothie. And these recipes, again, I always put into my recipe keeper. And if you we open it up, you'll see that if you don't have a recipe keeper, you can just sign up and you can save those recipes and any ones that you want to do too. It's super easy to do and really nice. And then I can also change them. Like if I like that recipe, but I didn't like something about it, I can edit it and do it the way I like it. So maple syrup. And I remember years ago, one of my clients who has a maple syrup operation and lives up in Munsonville was telling me that that maple syrup is really good for the brain. And the first reaction is like sugar for the brain, because usually we say if you want your brain to be healthy, we want to avoid sugar. Well, again, sugar isn't sugar. That's not the case. And these natural sugars, such as maple syrup, also boast a bunch of health benefits. So here from Dr. Axe, 9 surprising benefits of maple syrup. Contains numerous antioxidants. Again, maple syrup contains up to 24 different antioxidants. So that's really high. We would say it's very high in what we would call ORAC activity, oxygen reactive, content. Anyway, it's really to go and fight those free radicals, like chaga mushroom is super high in those things. And some of the berries, really, really super high. So it says, according to studies comparing the total antioxidant content of natural sweeteners to refined sugars like white sugar or corn syrup, there are substantial differences between different products. Refined sugar, corn syrup, and agave nectar, which I'm telling you right now is not, it might be a natural sweetener, but it's not healthy, contain minimal antioxidant activity, while maple syrup, dark and blackstrap molasses, brown sugar, and raw honey have been shown to have higher antioxidant capacity. So phenolic compounds, blah, 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 but, you know, we've talked about some of those things. Dark grade B maple syrup typically contains more beneficial antioxidants than the lighter syrups. That's a good thing to know. And we have in there... I won't go through the different things. There's rutin in there and quercetin, though. Quercetin is really excellent for mast cell strengthening, so we would think of that there. Has a lower score on the glycemic index, and this is what we worry about if we're worried about our sugar, and we all should be, whether we're pre-diabetic or diabetic or not. Studies suggest that maple syrup may have a lower glycemic index than sucrose, including research conducted on rats. Oh, those rats. This may help in the prevention of type 2 diabetes. Refined sugar and, in general, refined carbohydrates that contain little fiber are known to be rapidly metabolized by the liver. This causes a sugar high, followed by a quick sugar crash. Even worse, consuming too much sugar quickly spikes your blood sugar and raises insulin levels. Over time, that can lead to problems. Anyway, may help inflammatory and neurodegenerative diseases, and this is what my client was talking about. It says many studies have found phenolic-containing natural products, including certain fruits, berries, spices, nuts, green tea, olive oil, and syrup, have neuroprotective effects. Maple syrups, plant-based compounds, can help protect the brain by reducing oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is responsible for aging us at a quicker rate. Some research shows that phenolic-containing foods in the diet can downregulate the production of inflammatory markers and reduce the risk for neurotoxicity, brain cell death, and conditions including Alzheimer's disease. And I do want to say, many of our people in their older years are living in situations where they don't have control over the food they eat. And this is my great frustration, because I think we could have such greater health on such a greater level of health for the people we call the elderly if we fed them good food. Just feed them really good food. That would be a challenge that I would like to see some changes there. But anyway, may help protect against cancer. Helps protect skin health. Let's see where that is. Help protect skin. Similar to raw honey, it may be helpful to lower skin inflammation, redness, blemishes, and dryness. Combine raw milk, yogurt, rolled oats, and raw honey. This natural mixture applied to the skin as a mask can hydrate while reducing bacteria and signs of irritation. Alternative to sugar for improved digestion, supplies important vitamins and minerals, healthier may enhance antibiotic effects. Wow, that's interesting. It says, when researcher Nathalie Tufenkji and her team investigated extracts from maple syrup in conjunction with antibiotics ciprofloxacin and carbamazepine, they observed the same antimicrobial effect with upward of 90% less antibiotics. Whoa, that would be amazing, right? Because that would be awesome, because those high doses are, that's the bad thing. How researchers have found that the extract increased the permeability of the bacteria, helping the antibiotics into the interior, of bacterial cells. So get that? So the maple syrup helps the antibiotic get into the bacterial cells that it's trying to kill, and so you need less. Okay. All right. So we're going to jump from maple syrup to what do I have next? Oh, vanilla extract. So vanilla is really amazing, and I've been using it a lot. I like to put it in a glass of milk, a little bit. Sometimes I think I do probably at least a quarter teaspoon or maybe going more like on a half. It is so delicious. Well, you know, vanilla ice cream, right? So I like raw milk if I can get it. And I can lately, and vanilla, and it just tastes delicious. But its vanilla extract is really great for you. And we sometimes just think of it as a flavoring for that tastes really good, right? But no. So, and we're talking now about real vanilla extract. We're not talking about the imitation one. The imitation one, let me tell you what that comes from. Listen to this. The one you get that's the imitation, you might buy it because it's cheaper, and it seems, you seem as well, it's just artificial. It says that it's estimated that some 95% of vanilla extract for sale commercially is not from vanilla beans, but from lignin, a product of paper waste products that can be used to create synthetic vanillin. This synthetic imitation is made from the leftover sawdust in paper mills and similar industries. Okay, so, you know, no. But in my newsletter, you can see there, you can make your own vanilla extract, really good vanilla extract. You can make a lot of it for very little money and supply yourself. And because, yeah, it's just really cool. So nutrition facts, health benefits, powerful antioxidant. There we go again. Vanilla is a powerful antioxidant. It's It's amazing. It's antibacterial. Part of why they're included in a regimen to treat cold sores naturally. So I was thinking about that because we have a really great cold sore Wondrous Lips formula. And I thought, hey, I don't think I have, I might actually in that formula, you're going to have to let me just digress here for a minute. Do I put vanilla essential oil in there? I'm not sure if I do or not. I formulated that product ages ago. And let me just see. If not, guess what? In the next batch, it will be there. We'll have to, I don't. I have rosemary, ginger, sweet orange, geranium, lemon, and peppermint. And I wouldn't use essential oil. I'd use vanilla extract. But that product is going to change. Okay. That'll just be another one. Reduces inflammation in the body. We've talked about that. It improves mental health. Here we go again. We talked about that with oats last time. Who would think something like vanilla extract could improve your mental health? But vanilla has been known to reduce anxiety and depression in some people, and it may be in part due to its anti-inflammatory properties because inflammation can result in some forms of mental instability. When the brain is stressed in some way, whether it be from injury, chronic mental emotional stress, infection, or even nutritional deficiencies, it triggers the release of what are known as pro-inflammatory cytokines. And these cytokines are released by your immune system and blah, 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 blah. And so vanilla gets on top of that, an anti-cytokine. So may naturally reduce fever. Well, a low-grade fever is a sign your body is fighting infection. Vanilla has been a common folk remedy for some time in order to reduce fever naturally. So maybe a nice cup of warm milk with some vanilla in there as if you're having a problem there. Okay, so I do have a recipe there on my website. Tells you how to do it. So, and I kind of sort of I kind of took two instructions in that you're supposed to do it for like 8 weeks. It's like just like when we do herbal macerations. If we're doing not a cold percolation when we're making an extract, which is what we usually do, you take the material, cover it with like an 80 proof vodka, or you can use for the vanilla, you can use bourbon, rum, or brandy, and you cover the pods for 8 weeks. And now that's an extraction. All those medicinal properties are going to come out. And so commercially produced real Madagascar vanilla extract is, of course, done with alcohol. That's how it's done. You can also do this with oils. And I found, not to make it like a vanilla extract, but you can do it with oil. I found a recipe for, it was a recipe using vanilla olive oil. So you can also extract into oils, or I saw another recipe like using a carrier such as almond oil or something like that to cook with. So I thought that's pretty intriguing. And then, And then there's a vanilla bean coconut quinoa pudding with honey drizzled raspberries. That has like a lot of things we've been talking about in there for foods. But I got to move on to avocado. So avocado, most of us know, is a really healthy food. And so I'm going to just kind of go breeze through some of their health benefits. Again, you can go through the whole thing more carefully. But improves heart health. Avocados, and especially avocado oil, promote heart health by balancing blood lipids. In terms of its chemical composition, the fat in avocado is about 71% monounsaturated fatty acids and 13% polyunsaturated and 16% saturated fatty acids. And that's really great because it's the saturated and the monounsaturated fatty acids that you want predominantly in your diet. And there are some polyunsaturated fatty acids, right? But they're not processed oils, polyunsaturated. So they're in a nice balance. Again, the checks and balances in a food, and I think that this is really great. Diets that are moderately high in healthy fats, especially monounsaturated fats, are known to block plaque buildup in the arteries more effectively than diets high in insulin-spiking carbs. Okay. So improves heart health. And they did a thing with it, how it balanced the blood lipids. Not only did the high cholesterol group, they tried using this avocados normal, you know, using avocados in a certain study. Not only did blood lipids drop 17%, but so did LDL 22% and triglycerides 22%, while their levels of good HDL increased by 11%. So there you go. Yes, let food be thy medicine and not that prescription with all of its dangerous side effects. Reduces the risk of metabolic syndrome. What is metabolic syndrome? It is the path down the road to diabetes. So avocados may help with high blood sugar, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, obesity, and excess belly fat. So don't think, oh my goodness, avocados are high in fat. Please, I hope we're all beyond. I know we're not all beyond, but I hope those of us who are paying attention here are all beyond the low-fat, untruth. Okay, we're not talking about French fries. We're not talking about the Big Mac. We're talking about healthy fats. Okay, now, supports eye, skin, and hair health. Glowing bright eyes and shiny hair. One of nature's best moisturizers, especially considering the price tag when it's completely free from synthetic chemicals, high antioxidant foods containing lutein, okay, going to be great for the eyes. Very, very good. And then fights cancer cell growth. The Journal of Nutrition and Cancer published the results of an in vitro study, for instance, that revealed the phytochemicals in avocados are so powerful that they could help kill off oral cancer cells. That's very exciting. Again, eat these foods regularly. There's so many different ways to use them. Research shows that phytochemicals extracted from avocados help induce cell cycle arrest, inhibit growth, and promote apoptosis, program cell death, in precancerous and cancer cell lines. So, yeah. And then promotes weight loss. Do avocados make you gain weight or help with weight management? Contrary to what most people believe, diets lower in carbs and higher in good fats are known to accelerate weight loss. So if you're looking to lose weight, avocados are your friends. Enhances digestive health, another one. Many that I talked about last week and then also this week, helping with your digestive health, high fiber, and helps shift the balance of bacteria in the gut. Just like we were talking about previously with the beets. Protects against insulin resistance and diabetes. Can improve. Multiple studies suggested following the MUFFA-rich diet, the monounsaturated fatty acids diet, can improve fasting insulin levels in insulin-resistant subjects. Okay, so you've been diagnosed with maybe you're pre-diabetic, and then what do they do first? They put you on metformin. That's the first medication. And metformin is used to improve your body's resistance, your body's sensitivity to the efforts of insulin to move the glucose out of the bloodstream and into the tissues of the body. So that's really cool. And boost mood. So here we have, you know, another thing like oats and like vanilla. So fatty acids play an important role in regulating central nervous system functions and cognitive processes because they impact neurotransmitter levels and help balance hormones naturally. As a consequence, your mood can also improve when you eat enough healthy fats. Can add mental well-being aid to the list of avocado benefits. Decreases arthritis symptoms. Arthritis, some studies suggest that avocado improves certain symptoms of arthritis. In fact, several studies show that specific compounds extracted from avocado oil may help decrease symptoms of osteoarthritis, which is considered the most common form of arthritis. And then I can add that to the betalains from beets that I wrote down, and we can say avocado again for that osteoarthritis. They're packed with, okay, so let's go past this one. My next one is chickpeas. Oh, I have a creamy avocado cilantro lime dressing recipe and a vegan avocado pudding, which is with chocolate. And the only thing I changed in that recipe was they called for agave syrup, so I said use raw honey or maple syrup, real maple syrup, instead. And then I had something else there, but it says video unavailable, playback on other websites has been disabled by the video owner. Okay. I wish they'd tell you that when you go to do that. But anyway, That's just another technical snafu. And then chickpeas. Chickpeas are awesome. We've been doing, you know, legumes in general. Chickpeas are also called garbanzo beans. Going to skip down to 8 benefits of chickpeas nutrition. 1, provides slow-releasing carbohydrates, so helps control blood sugar levels. Increases your satisfaction and helps with weight loss. Chickpeas are high in both protein and fiber, which makes you feel full, curb food cravings, and hopefully reduce unhealthy snacking. And chickpeas, micronutrients are great for frequently consumed foods like fat-burning garbanzo beans is an excellent way to aid in healthy and sustainable weight loss. And then says chickpeas are even more filling if you pair them with other nutritious whole foods like vegetables, organic goat cheese, because they're so low in calories, but it's high in essential fiber and protein. They're perfect food for those who need to lose some weight, but who are watching calorie intake. And I had a recipe there that I made last night, and I got this. I'd like to get order my beans and stuff from jovialfoods.com. They have them. They're in Italy, and anyway, but we did. And I got a recipe from them for vegan chickpea curry. And I will only say about that one, I changed that one because the recipe had 2 of their jars, which are 13 ounces in this recipe. And it was just so many chickpeas. Both Dale and I were like, whoa, we could use more sauce and less chickpeas. Whoa, talk about filling. But just with 1 jar, it would have been. So I amended that recipe to do it the way that we discovered is better. And then there's an avocado hummus. 2 spotlight foods together, I say. There's a recipe for that. But going back to the health benefits, you'll see this a lot of times in India and things like that, these curry dishes, and often use a rice or something like that to go along with it and balance that nutrition. So helps prevent against heart disease and cancer. Beans help clear the arteries from plaque buildup, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and decrease the chances of cardiac arrest and stroke. In fact, studies show that having just 1 daily serving, about 3/4 cup cooked of beans of any kind, can help decrease chances of heart attack and help balance the cholesterol levels. And, you know, that's an easy thing to do if you have those beans on hand because they're already, you know, done. And, you know, what I'll do sometimes is, like, just do a quick, take some black beans, drain them, put some scallions, some spices, stuff like that, and then chop up an avocado and mush that in there and, you know, get it seasoned the way you want. It's a really good, quick meal to take to lunch or to eat right there or have in the fridge for when you want something. You want something to eat, and it's there, and, you know, it's good for you. It has an alkalizing effect, which is great to keep the pH balance where it belongs, and it's a great source of plant-based protein. So anyway, and then tuna fish. I love canned tuna, and I know that tuna can contain mercury, and so we're told, like, don't eat that much of it, but it really it depends on where you source that. But tuna fish is something I just really love. So it's one of the salads that we prepare for the week when we're putting stuff up over the weekend. And so I'm just going to kind of jump through. It's high in protein and it aids in weight loss. It's low calorie, high in protein, promotes thyroid health. It's very high in selenium. And selenium is one of those minerals, along with iodine, essential for thyroid health. Selenium works is also great for the immune system. It's very highly anti-cancerous. It works in the glutathione pathway, and glutathione fights cancer. And many other things. So selenium-rich foods are a great thing to have in your diet. Boost brain function. Here we go again. Tuna fish is high in several nutrients that have been directly linked to brain health. Niacin in particular has been linked to a lower risk of Alzheimer's disease and age-related decline. Tuna fish is also high in omega-3 fatty acids, including DHA and EPA, which can boost cognitive performance and may be protective against mental health problems like depression. rich in antioxidants. Okay, we talked about that. Selenium, we talked about that. Reduces inflammation. Another, this is really an anti-inflammatory diet, right, that we've talked about today. So I do actually have there canned tuna buying guide. So you can kind of evaluate brands when you're at the store and you're like, I really want to eat tuna often, and I want to know what are the safest brands of tuna. When it comes to, we're talking about the mercury, and we're talking about farm-raised versus, you know, wild-caught, that kind of thing. So you can take advantage of that. I put in there our favorite tuna salad recipe. It is absolutely delicious. And then also there are some 4 canned tuna recipes on YouTube. And I think that just about gets me through. I can't believe I hit all of these. Oh, since I have just a few minutes left, not many, I'm going to talk about this vanilla bean coconut quinoa pudding with honey drizzled raspberries. Doesn't that sound great? So that has 4 cups canned coconut milk, 1 large vanilla bean seeded, scraped, and pods reserved, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/4 cup coconut sugar or brown sugar, pinch of salt, 1 cup of uncooked quinoa, which is a good source of protein, 1/2 cup of toasted unsweetened coconut, 1/2 cup of toasted slivered almonds, 8 ounces fresh raspberries, 2 to 4 tablespoons honey, depending on how you like to sweeten it. And that sounds so delicious. We are definitely going to have to make that. So, yeah. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about next week, but I'm probably going to be off the food subject. You know, I might highlight some recipes for something, but I've been doing 2 weeks of this and would like to get into some other subjects, maybe a little bit deeper, and thinking about just recently people have been mentioning to me that prescriptions for, medications for, say, ADHD, autism, things that they typically use like Adderall and things like that are in short supply in the United States of America right now. And one woman was telling me that when she came in, because she was thinking about a family member who is a child and also a family member who's an adult, and just finding ways that are really exciting to work around that using nutrients and means that are very helpful and have no side effects. And we were kind of saying it might be kind of exciting that this lack of medication, not that that should be in the United States of America, that the lack of medication may have been a good thing in a way to explore these other things. So I do want to thank you for listening. We're going to be off the air in about 2 minutes. I don't have any outro music, and I don't see any way to do that, like the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It isn't there, but so I hope you. I hope you'll join me next week again, same time, noon, and watch for your newsletter beforehand. And I'm trying to get those out earlier so you can be prepared, because you have to log on. You can't just turn on the radio. And then I had a listener just say, hi, Becky, another wonderful, very informative program. So that makes me feel good that this actually did get out there and people heard. And I don't think we had any time where you couldn't hear me. So I think that. Oh, wow. Man, that voice just came on and said 90 seconds. So in any case, I'm going off the air, and have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. Palm Sunday tomorrow. And then, of course, next weekend, we celebrate the resurrection. And thanks for joining me.